is your community and labor report produced by Ken Nash and Mimi Rosenberg, bringing you news and analysis from the local, national, and international front. Building Bridges, your community and labor report. Now, Monday nights at 7 p.m.
Every time the telephone rings, I hold my breath, hoping that it's you. I'm scared to death. The phone went ring, my crippled heart cried, let it be you on the line. Then a voice, say hello, may I speak to Joe? Wrong number, I'm sorry, goodbye. Pity the fool who loves you so. If you found someone new, don't let me know. Once again, my heart skips a beat. It's got to be you, this is my belief. Then the voice on the other end says, may I speak to them? Wrong number, I'm sorry, goodbye.
Right here on WBAI 99.5 FM in New York, a Pacifica radio station. We are listener-sponsored and we are commercial-free radio. Heard here throughout the New York tri-state area, in New York, New Jersey, and, of course, in Connecticut. And available to you on this global village we call the World Wide Web at www.wbai.org. I'm Hugh Hamilton, and this is TalkBack, your gathering place for the free and fair exchange of information and ideas. We're heard here Monday through Thursday from 3 to 5 in the afternoon, and we thank you very much for making the time to join us. Max Schmid is my audio engineer. With a distinguished career in journalism and communications spanning more than 30 years, Don Rojas, who is the new general manager here at WBAI. His background covers stints as the former editor of the New York Amsterdam News, Director of Communications of the NAACP and founder and CEO of the award-winning internet portal The Black World Today and its internet radio network blackworldradio.com. In the early 1980s, Don Rojas worked in Grenada as press secretary to the late Prime Minister Maurice Bishop, and in the mid-1980s as an executive in the International Organization of Journalists in Prague in Czechoslovakia. He has reported from numerous countries in Europe, Asia, Africa, Latin America, and the Caribbean. He has edited 4 books and has lectured on the history of journalism and on third world affairs at several universities. And we are happy now to welcome to talk back the new general manager here at WBAI, Mr. Don Rojas. Good afternoon, Mr. Rojas.
Good afternoon, Hugh. It's a pleasure to be here on your program and to have the opportunity to speak to your many listeners in the tri-state area.
You, sir, have had a very distinguished career in media and politics and in journalism. What then would possess you to...
Here comes the curveball.
What then would possess you to become general manager or to seek the position of general manager, which you have not only sought but obtained here at WBAI?
Probably a secret death wish or something. But no, in all seriousness, this is going to be not only a challenge and an honor and a privilege to lead this venerable institution, which has become perhaps the leading voice for alternative radio in New York City and in the tri-state area, and as part of the Pacifica network, joining 4 other stations around the country as the network of peace and justice on the airwaves. So for me, who have had a long history with this radio station going back to the 1970s, the mid-1970s, and on again with a hiatus in the 1980s, when for most of that decade I was working outside of the United States, but I returned in the early 1990s and again spent many a good time on the airwaves of WBAI with my late friend and colleague Samori Marksman and his program Behind the News, and with other colleagues here at the station, Bernard White, the current program director, and of course Sister Valerie Van Isler, who is our outgoing general manager. So I've known these people for many years. I've had a history with this radio station, I've always admired and respected its mission, and I am now just delighted to be given the opportunity to take the helm and to guide the station into the future.
What do you plan to do differently that hasn't been done before?
I don't plan to do anything dramatically different, certainly in the short term, but there will be emphases and priorities that I will bring, an agenda that I will try to implement, not singularly, of course, but in collaboration with the staff, as well as the various listener groups that have played such a critical role in the survival of WBAI over the years and continue to be a bedrock of support for this station. I do have some programming ideas, and I do have some outreach to the community initiatives that I would want to propose that all of us take a look at. Some of those initiatives, of course, I will make more concrete after the 1st of January. And I will communicate that not only to the staff, but also to the listening community as time goes along.
When you speak of alternative media and alternative radio, what exactly...